Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Who are you hitching your wagon to for week 10 of the Upset Picks Challenge? Now is your chance to start sending them to us. 844-326-3663 is our text line. Send us your name, your game, and the spread. Corn Chip getting smart. Corn Chip's texting in and said, I'm not taking App State.
Oh.
Joke's on you, Corn Chip. App State doesn't play this weekend. And the truth is, I did not know that because I'm so disgusted with my team. I didn't even bother to look up their schedule to know that they were on a bye week.
Wow.
So if you need proof of where I am as a fan, God, the floodgates are open and here they come, man. It's like Black Friday when they've got $50 TVs for sale.
I love it. Woo! I love it. Let's go.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Tolos, clearly this is your first time listening to the show. And welcome. Thanks for being here for the very first time. We have this little thing called the Upset Picks Challenge, and it's presented by Ingles Markets. And, of course, we appreciate their sponsorship of this fantastic challenge every single year. It's a challenge because there's no prizes. It's not a contest unless there's prizes.
Not yet, by God. Not yet.
We're working on it, okay? Well, all we need is the will to get it done, and then we can do all the work required to make it legal for us to have prizes. But this is a rolling season-long challenge where you're trying to end the season with as many points as possible. What you do every single week is you go to ESPN.com. That is the official website that we use for our lines. Starting at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays is when we lock those lines in, and then you can text us with your name, your game, and the spread while we're during show hours and find a game that you think the betting underdog wins the game outright. We're not betting against the spread. We're winning. You're trying to win the game outright. So you would go to ESPN.com. You would look at the spreads and see that, for example, NC State is a 5.5-point home dog to number 8 Georgia Tech. If you think that is a likely upset, then you would text us at 844-FANPHONE with your name. You would say Georgia Tech at NC State plus 5.5. That means you think that NC State will win the game, and if they do, you get 5.5 points, and you try to stack them all season long to finish with as many points as possible.
It sucks. I hate it. It's the worst. It's the worst.
God, you can talk what a negative about
it.
Nancy.
It sucks.
When did Lonzo start producing this show?
I'm telling you, it's so bad. I hate it. I hate losing. I can't stand to lose, and I've lost just about every time except for twice. I've hit 2 times this year. Thanks to Cal, I didn't hit last week.
You're not going to take them again this week?
No, I'm done with them. Those freaking idiots
in
Cal, man.
They're home this week. You said you love a home dog.
Not anymore.
Oh.
And look, I was so close. I think when you hit in the Upset Picks Challenge, you feel like, man, I've done something.
I'm a genius.
But when you can do it 2 weeks in a row, you feel like you really figured this thing out. And I was watching that game last Friday night, or following along on my phone, and they were leading big, and Virginia Tech just came back, and Cal choked.
Well,
double
at least you're
overtime.
Close. I'm not close. Even close.
Yeah, so the close, we're not playing, horseshoes here.
You're in the best place to be. You're in 69th place.
Am I really?
With 14 Am points, really? Tied with Hurricane Jeff, Spartanburg Jay, and Tennessee Tyler.
Let's go.
I,
Let's
on the other go. Hand, am way back there in 110th with only 3.5 points. I feel like I'm making intelligent picks week after week
you're
after week.
You're sending them all to your wife.
Why
that's
it's
the
so
problem.
Dang it's why it's so dang frustrating. My wife doesn't
Send
even watch
State
football.
This week.
She is currently in 5th place with 44.5 points. 5th place, and she doesn't even watch football. I just give her my early leans that we go through on Tuesdays, and somehow, some way, she has picked the right one every single time.
And that means that you were that close to picking the right one.
Yep.
What's good is the upset picks are flooding in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Let's get a few new Tolos involved on this rainy, miserable-looking hump day edition of the show. But, Texter, don't do this because this is where I was about to go. Texter says, I've reached the point where the upset picks challenge isn't fun anymore.
Oh, stop
I'm
it.
Out.
Don't be a loser.
Texter, Diesel is near the bottom. He still goes.
Yeah.
You still got to give it a shot, man. You can't just give up.
That's like saying that the first girl you asked out in high school said no to you, so you just stop talking to girls forever.
Well,
that's incel talk, sir, and we will not have that on this show.
Unfortunately, there are people every year that do that. We see a slight dip in the numbers, as the year goes on. But look, I hit a couple of weeks ago and catapulted in a big, big way for 9.5 points when SMU took down Clemson. So don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that says, I'm done, I'm out. Be like Mad Max. Be like Tennessee Tyler, Boomer Bill, Tolo Steve, Mason Brew, Big Ron, Kane, JT and Greer, Cornchip, be like them and get your upset picks in. 844-326-3663. Diesel, I guess this is good news because my pick that's not going to hit hasn't been submitted yet, but I have no idea. I have no idea. No,
so
I
we did some early leans yesterday.
I know, but I screenshotted two last night.
Okay.
Screenshot it.
I just want to let all these Tolos know, and this texter says they're out. There are still, Cole, I counted this up. There are still 10 more weeks of picks. 10 more
chances. You can get in the top 20.
I could end with zero.
Yeah,
also,
you could.
But you can make a quick run up to the top half of this thing. 10 more weeks. So there's 7 more regular season weeks. Then we've got the conference championship week. Then we've got pre- and post-Christmas bowls, and the post-Christmas bowls include the college football playoff first round.
Yeah, that's right. Here's the two I screenshotted last night. We talked about these yesterday, Diesel, on the show. I'm looking at 4 o'clock on Saturday, Mississippi State and Arkansas.
Good choice.
We talked about that one.
10 straight losses combined between the two of them. Somebody's got to win.
Is that right? Is that true? Oh, dear God.
But Mississippi State's losing to good teams.
Does
Arkansas
somebody have
losing
to
everybody.
Win that game, though? You would think.
We don't have ties. This is America, Jack. We don't do ties in football.
Unless you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, we tied over the Packers.
I think they should.
I think
they should be stripped of the moniker America's Team.
Well, it is what it is.
That's just marketing. They're not really America's Team. They just started calling themselves that.
Diesel, it's marketing. It's marketing. Yes, you're right. Mississippi State, by the way, is a 4.5-point underdog to the Arkansas Razorbacks.
That game is in?
It's in Arkansas.
Okay.
And then I'm also looking at Cincinnati, Utah. Cincinnati, 7-1.
Palmetto
Utah,
Buckeyes just texted in with the same game.
Oh, did he?
So Palmetto Buckeyes, you might want to change your pick if Cole's.
That's true. And he said 10.5 points. Is it? Geez, I have it at 8.5. Did that sucker move 2 points overnight?
That game is now
it's
10.5 points.
No.
It's 10.5.
Last night when I screenshotted this, it was literally 8.5. So it's moved 2 points. What am I missing here?
So something going on with
what's the matchup
with Cincinnati? 19.5% chance for Cincinnati to win this game.
Oh, God.
So the over-under is set at 55.5. That means they're predicting somewhere in the range of like a 30-20, 32-23 type game.
Oh, my gosh. What about – so why is Cincinnati so – like, are they just overranked? Is that what it is?
Well, they got a really good quarterback. Their quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, Cole, has – so far on the season, 1,843 yards, 20 touchdowns, one interception, takes really good care of the football. This might be the best team Scott Satterfield has ever had in a power conference.
I can't figure it out, and that's why it kind of worries me a little bit. I kind of want to stay away from it. I don't know, man. There are two games tonight, by the way. There are two games tonight. If you wanted to take one of the two games tonight for the Upset Picks Challenge, you've got Middle Tennessee. That's Derek Mason, right? Well, yep. I think we hit yesterday. Middle Tennessee hosting Jacksonville State and Florida International at Missouri State. The Jacksonville State-Middle Tennessee game is a 3.5-point spread in favor of Jacksonville State.
Okay.
And Missouri State's favored by 3.5 at home. Any interest in those two Barnburners?
No. I don't know anything about any of those teams. I stay away from Maction because it's just not entertaining. But let's see. RJ is taking Coastal Carolina plus 5.5 over Marshall.
Hey, I looked at that one too.
With that quarterback that Coastal put in last week, he's good. He's really good. Marshall also pretty good this year. I like that one. I do like that pick.
I looked at that one, RJ.
So far, the most commonly picked game is this Wake Forest plus 9.5 over Florida State. Do we think that Florida State is that bad? Like, has Tommy Castellanos shut himself down?
Yeah, I think they're that bad. Whew. I really do. Let's see what Dalvin is going to take in the Upset Picks Challenge. 844-326-3663. If you also want to be like Dalvin and call your upset pick in, you can do so. Phone lines are open. Dalvin, what are you thinking this week, man?
Give me the Bearcats of Cincinnati plus 8.5 over Utah.
Guess what? It's now 10.5.
Well, 10.5 now over Utah.
Is that crazy or what, man?
Yeah, that's crazy. The right team is the underdog.
I know.
Yeah.
That worries me, though.
Hey, yeah, that worried me too, because we saw this happen last time. They were favored over Texas Tech. We saw what Texas Tech did to them.
But Utah's got a heck of a home field advantage, though. They've always had a really strong fan presence.
Yeah, but Utah wasn't there. Utah was did to them, though, man. They wouldn't blew them out. They weren't even close.
Delvin, what's wrong with our Cowboys, man?
I have no idea, man.
Ugh. Defense. How is Matt Eberflus? How's he still have a job?
I think he got pictures on Jerry Jones. I think he blackmailed Jerry Jones.
You're terrible. Thanks for the call, Delvin.
Thanks, Delvin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Paul's got pictures, that's a, he says.
That's another promo-worthy drop.
Yeah, it is.
Brandon in Spartanburg is taking Wake Forest over Florida State plus 9.5.
Oh,
Cole, are you narrowing down, or are you going to play scared and wait until tomorrow or Friday? I feel like too many Tolos are waiting until tomorrow or Friday.
They can.
Who was it that texted in, was ripping on you? It was April Mosley who told you scared money don't make money,
Cole? I think so.
Well, I think that was also the week that you picked SMU over Clemson.
Yeah, I just don't look at, like, I don't see one I love. And which, to RJ's point, here's why I do like Coastal. They're at home tomorrow, and I like a home dog. It's a 5.5-point spread as of right now on ESPN.com. I think that's what it was at 3 o'clock, and that's what RJ sent in, is his upset pick. I do like that one. Here's the problem. I don't know a lick about Marshall, other than they have a pretty good movie out there. Right?
4-3.
Yeah.
Losses to Georgia. Oddly enough, Missouri State. So they started 0-2 on the season. They lost at Louisiana 54-51 in a barn burner, but they've won two straight.
The ESPN matchup predictor.
Beat the tar out of Old Dominion.
Diesel, the only thing, ESPN matchup predictor gives Marshall a 70.6% chance to win. That's 29.4 in favor of Coastal.
And I'm not trying to throw shade at Coastal, because my team is in the Sun Belt and Coastal just beat us last week. All credit, they deserve it. Coastal doesn't have the best home field advantage. They don't have a strong
home attendance
on a week by week basis.
And you know what? The one reason I would lean away from them is because I have taken Coastal already this year one time.
Okay.
In the upset picks challenge, and obviously they didn't hit. But Marshall, they're on a 4-1 run. You know, they, like you said, rough start. First year head coach in Tony Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-3 overall, but man, they've got 4 wins in the last 5 games. Oh man, that's an interesting game there, RJ. Marshall's 5-2, by the way, against the spread. They've been cover kings as of late. Do I believe in Coastal? That's the question you ask.
Be a second game for a new quarterback. Maybe he played out of his mind against App State last week. Maybe he can't repeat that. I don't know.
Tim Beck just hadn't, like, impressed me. I don't know.
I don't think Tim Beck, unless he wins out, I don't think Tim Beck is going to be back. I don't.
Shauna Clears, by the way, are 3-4 against the spread. Samari Collier, is that the guy that came in against App State, or is that a different guy? Collier threw 118 and a touchdown against App State and ran for 73. And you said they brought in a new guy.
No,
last.
That was the guy.
That was the guy.
That was the guy. He was not the starting quarterback leading into that game, or before that game.
So they're going with Collier. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Tolo's 844 fan phone. Get us your upset picks. Don't wait. You don't have to. You can send it to us right now. We're looking for, of course, USC Justin. We know that Dave Mosley waits until the last minute to send his in.
I'm going
to
start doing that too then.
USC Justin, Puppy Monkey Baby, Kane's Transplant, Coach AJ, Nashty, Kevin Bugs, Jacob in Spartanburg, Bo from Greer. Waiting on all you guys to get in your upset picks. And remember, you can make a run in the back half of this challenge. There are still 10 weeks to go.
If you stacked
like 3 or 4 point upsets for the next 10 weeks, you would be inside the top 25.
Be in a good spot. That does give me a little hope. By the way, real quick on this Marshall Coastal thing. Coastal's offense, they've been underwhelming. They rank 105th in scoring. Diesel.
Mm.
At 20 points per game. They rank 126th. In total offense per game, 293 yards per game. Defensively, to Shauna Clears, 110th, allowing 33 points per game. In terms of yardage, they're 124th. They're conceding 452.5 yards per contact. They're giving up a lot of yards. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't pick Coastal here. It's tomorrow night, by the way, that game is.
And weird things happen on Thursday night games.
They do. That's,
I'm going to go ahead and lock mine in, Cole.
Oh, wait a minute. You ready? What, you ready?
Yeah. You can make me wait.
Oh, yeah. Anticipation, baby.
I am the first Tolo who has taken this game today. I am taking the mighty Nebraska Cornhuskers and Dylan Raiola plus 6.5 at home against Southern Cal. These are two really good. Oh, come on now. Come on. Don't be that guy. When I hit, I'm going to play this audio back on Monday. And I'm going to laugh in your face,
Cole. You should.
I'm going to laugh in your face. Nebraska's got a really good running back. It's a night game. It's home field advantage. There's going to be 100,000 strong inside Nebraska Stadium. Dan B. might text in and say, Diesel, that's a stupid pick. You shouldn't have picked my Nebraska Cornhuskers. But come on.
What's the spread?
Ryavin Ryle, 6.5.
Safe. I like it.
Yeah. I need points. I need points bad. I'm not in a position where I can shoot for the stars with, 12, 13, 14, 15 point picks this week.
Did you realize Memphis is ranked?
Yeah.
Did you realize that this week?
I did know that.
Oh my God. Memphis is 7-1.
I just got the pick in from FU Ashley, my wife. She is taking Duke to upset Clemson plus 3.5. She said because they'll be up past Dabo's bedtime. And that game's going to be over at 4 in the afternoon. She says Dabo goes to bed at 4 o'clock.
It's a noon game, is that right?
It is a noon game. It is a noon game.
So that one's still on my radar. I probably won't make a pick today because that pick's still on my radar. I'll be honest with you. I am looking at that one.
She's playing safe because she's up there in fourth place.
She can.
Fifth place.
And she could swing big if she wanted to as well. It's not going to
Hurt her much.
So that spreads now. Wasn't that spread, was it 3.5 yesterday?
It was 3.5 yesterday. Let's see how it's changed.
So it's 1 point. 1 point in favor of Duke. Wonder if any money's coming in.
It's 2.5 now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
So now it's swinging more in favor of Clemson.
It was 3.5.
Oh, sorry. Clemson favored by Duke. Yes, you're right. It is swinging more in favor of Duke.
I like Darian Mensah, man. And what's that tell you? I just think that's so intriguing to look at. Here we are almost in the end of October, and you're telling me that Clemson Duke's basically a pick 'em. Basically, according to Las Vegas, I mean, it's a pick 'em. Darian Mensah's good. We assume Cade Klubnik's going to play, right? We assume.
Is he going to be at 100%? Don't know.
Here's where I was thinking about this last night. Clemson's coming off of a bye. Mm-hmm. And I've thought this a million times this year, Diesel, already, but I'm thinking it again. Surely, coming off of a bye, Clemson's not going to lose again at home, right?
When was their last bye?
It was after Syracuse.
So they had a bye before North Carolina, and they won 38-10. But North Carolina sucks.
They suck. I just don't know. Maybe my thinking that line of thinking is just not valid anymore because this Clemson team, they're just not good. But, man, coming off of a bye, you're at home. You've had 2 weeks, basically, to prepare for Duke.
And get your quarterback healthy.
You got your quarterback back. My gosh, if you lose this game, man, I know Clemson fans are, it's okay. It is what it is at this point. But, I mean, this is, come on. Duke's had, hey, by the way, if Duke wins this, they'll have had Clemson's number. Remember they beat them a couple of years ago on Labor Day on Monday night to open the season? And now this one's only 2.5 now, Diesel, so I just can't take a game worth 2.5.
Next week, if Clemson loses this game, they'll have lost two straight. They'll have the battle of the bad against Florida State at home on the 8th, and then it's at Louisville. Looks like they're going to lose that game. Furman, toss up at this point, I guess. And then at South Carolina. Just bad team after bad team and Louisville on the rest of their schedule.
All right, here's one. I think I know we got to run to a break. I think I've got one.
Oh?
I think. I don't know yet. I'm not locking in, but I'm looking at something. I might go really patriotic here this week. I might go patriotic. I'm looking at, I don't know how good North Texas is other than they're 7-1.
Okay.
I'm looking at Navy. 7-0, by the way, over North Texas for 6.5. I'm looking at it. I'm not locking it in. But I am looking at North Texas versus Navy predict the spread 6.5. I'm looking at a prediction now, and ESPN Analytics heavily favors North Texas. One website's giving them a 66.6% chance to win the game based on simulations. Diesel, I don't know a lick about Navy or North Texas. I really don't. I know Navy's they're good. They're undefeated. North Texas has lost one game. I like this one. This is the one I'm going to keep my eye on. I think I might be a midshipman for the day or the weekend.
Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid, Cole.
I'm going
to
keep an eye on this one. I'm going to keep an eye on
it. Basil King said that.
Okay. Who?
Basil King.
Gotcha. I know we got to run to a break, but Navy North Texas, I think, is the leader in the clubhouse.
All right, locking it in.
No, not yet. Not yet. I like it, but I don't know if I'm locking it in. But Diesel, I do know that I have changed my mind on something.
Oh?
Yep, I've changed my mind, and I want to see where you are on this and where the Tolo's thoughts are on this one thing when it comes to a certain coach in college football. Breaking news, I've changed my mind. Am I right? Am I wrong? You tell me next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.